from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dukes and Bell live at Falcons training camp. Braylon Trice joining us. First of all, welcome, man. We hadn't had a chance to really holler at you, but we were excited to get you. Tell our listeners about yourself, man, because a lot of people are trying to get to know you guys. You know, obviously you had a great career at Washington, but Jimmy Lake recruited you there, right?
Yeah. Little bit about me, I guess, is just countless like effort and, you know, days where I'm stacking and trying to get better and be great. I'm constantly trying to learn and get better from the older guys. You know, they got a lot of tips and tricks that I listen to every single day and film and on the field. And, you know, I'm a year one guy, a rookie, and I'm just trying to be like them, if not better one day. So I'm going to go out there and give it all every single day, right?
And Braylon, the scouting report said you were a leader on that Washington team and you were a badass. Is that true?
Believe it, yeah. Yeah, I love that team, man. It was a lot of fun those years that I was there. A lot of dudes just pouring everything into the game while I was there, and that's really why we got to where we were, you know.
No doubt. Getting here, being acclimated, like, what's the difference, man? We always ask guys, you know, what's the change? You've been in town a while now. Like, what's that like for you?
For me right now, it's just, you know, getting used to the speed of the game out here. But I like to say, like, it's not a huge difference. It's just the mental aspect, you know. The physical part is there, you know. But other than that, just the humidity, got to get used to that.
Yeah.
But I've been having fun. It's been great, and I'm loving it out here so far.
Is it kind of cool as Braylon Trice is with us here live on Dukes and Bell that Penix, you're on the same team? It's
Cool. It's really cool. I mean, it was awesome to see how we got two leaders from our team, offense and defense, captains too. So bringing, like, that aspect of leadership from our team and bringing it over here as young guys, we can use that to make this team better in our own ways. So,
Braylon, what are we getting in Jimmy Lake, man? I mean, obviously he's a new DC here. You know, he's got a great resume, but what are we getting in him? What kind of coach is he? How does he coach?
Constant energy, constant fire. He's going to correct you when you need to be corrected, but he's going to bring that energy and make sure everybody's flipping that switch and ready to go when it's time to go. In meetings, he's always, you know, cracking jokes and keeping everybody alive. But when we get on the field, it's lock-in time. If you're not going, he's going to let you know. If you need to step it up, he'll let you know.
It's Falcons rookie, although he has the energy of an OG, Braylon Trice, with us here on Dukes and Bell. What are they asking you? What is your responsibilities in this defense?
Right now, it's just to learn it all, get as much as I can in, and you know, hopefully I'll get out there and get a lot of playing time, but, you know, God's plan, and I'm just grateful to be here in the first place, right?
No doubt. What about sacks, man? We talk about sacks a lot.
We need them.
We do. Obviously, you did a lot of that in college. Mm-hmm. Talk about your success, and do you have a signature move? Like, what do you do? How do you approach pass rush?
The way I've developed my pass rush game, I'd like to go, like, power a lot now because I gained some weight, got bigger. But I think that for me, like, I told myself I want to, like, play to my abilities and powers. It's that. And I can play off power with anything, really. I can set up a move with that, get a whole chest game going. So, really, just throwing my body into them, pushing them all the way back to the QB in his lap and doing my thing. So
he does look all swole up, doesn't he?
I will say that. Hey, man, since we didn't get a chance to talk to you since you got drafted, what was your draft weekend like? How cool was it? What were you excited? What do you know about Atlanta?
Yeah, it was awesome. A lot of people said I looked emotionless on the film. But, no, dude, I couldn't. Like, I'd been sitting there for a while. You know, everybody wants to go as high up as they can. But I was sitting there just speechless, didn't have any words for it. You know, it's that something you've been wishing for your whole life, growing up playing sports, playing football. And I was so blessed to be able to have all my family, all my friends, everybody came in to stay with us and spend time together. So,
what about Penix, man? I mean, obviously you played the last 2 years with him. We're getting familiar with him. We know he can play, right? We know he can spin it. But what about the person? What about him?
He's a real deal on and off the field. He's a great dude off the field. He's out there fishing, you know, on his time off, spending some time, you know. But, you know, he's a good guy. He's on the field. He knows what he's doing. He does what he's supposed to do. He's a leader on and off the field. And off the field, he's just as good, you know.
Since we got you here, what do you think your coach, your former coach, DeBoer, is going to do in Alabama?
I think he's going to do great. You know, props to him. Congrats to him for getting that spot. Big shoes to fill, but, you know, I know DeBoer, and I know he'll be able to do it, and he'll do great. So.
Yeah. Did he tell you guys that he was leaving, or did you have any communication with all that whole situation?
I didn't really know too much at the time because I was one of the guys that were leaving. But
sure.
I found out from my younger guys that it was happening, so that's really all I can say.
So going to the Big Ten, what y'all going to look like, man?
I think it's going to be great. Yeah. They got to get some weight on them a little bit, which I know they're doing. But, yeah, they're
going to
be great.
Okay. Washington going to the Big Ten. Man, we appreciate you hanging out and just getting a chance to know you. Good luck this season, brother. We'll get a chance to see you. Braylon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.